How do you do?
Mr. Carl Linley feels it would be a little unkind to present this picture without just a word of friendly warning. It is one of the strangest tales ever told. It deals with the two great mysteries of creation, life and death. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we've warned you.
Coming, batteries to power.
Bat robots hunting down Fat Albert the Cosby Kid.
It sounded good at the time, but I don't see this working out now.
Who the hell are you, anyone?
I don't know.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Long Shot Ken.
I see this whole segment going wrong.
Big Papa P.
Just sitting out in the air gathering flies.
There is another dude, I forget.
Den.
You didn't call him a person, you called him a god.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Loud Idiots Radio Broadcast, your source for comic books, sci-fi, horror, fantasy, professional wrestling, and all the various and diverse elements of geek culture. So strap yourself to your chair, pull open your ears, and grab your D20 tight, because the show is about to begin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining this evening. I'm Big Papa Pete.
I am Long Shot Ken.
And this is the Big Dog Den, and I'd like to give a special shout-out to some hometown folks listening in tonight.
Just like you.
Yes, yes it is.
Taking every moment or chance you have to
shout?
Finally say something on this show.
I know.
Saying hello.
Well, it is non-productive.
It's very true. This is very true. I'll give you that.
Saying hello to the good people of Borington, Delaware.
Exactly.
Which
exactly.
Is where I assume you're from.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And there's
lots of mountains in Delaware.
I can tell by the accent.
And there's nothing wrong
with... Hi, y'all.
And there's nothing wrong with new listeners.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
It's just more new people to turn us off halfway through.
But you never know when we're going to end the show, so you can never tell when it's halfway through.
There you go.
But it's real amusing because it's like, okay, I'm ashamed to say I grew up with him.
I say that about you all the time.
I know. It's that special love.
And I didn't even grow up with you.
I know. That's talent.
That is talent.
Sheer talent. Salute.
So, God, you know what, man? We got a lot going on for the next couple of weeks. We got a lot of conventions going on. We've been going out to a lot of shows lately. Mm-hmm. It's been busy.
I'm excited.
Busy.
What's coming up next?
We have Exotica.
Exotica. Yes, always fun.
Always fun. Always
distracting.
Thank you. Distracting.
For those of you who don't know, Exotica is the Adult Entertainment Expo.
Yes.
That we have annually here in Edison, New Jersey. They do shows all over the country.
Yeah.
I think they have one in L.A. now, mm-hmm. but I know they have one in Miami and Chicago.
One in Vegas.
It is a guaranteed...
Come on.
Nope.
Choose your words carefully.
I know. It's like, okay, can't say that. It's definitely a different experience.
Yes.
It is a guaranteed...
If you have any inhibitions, leave them in your car. They do search you.
Thoroughly.
And hey, you know what?
And with a smile.
And you know what? We've made a lot of friends from those shows, too, over
yes,
the years.
Have.
So I'm
yes,
looking
sir.
Forward to shaking some hands and saying hi to some old faces, too. And it's going to be a fun ride out.
Yes.
It is.
So we also have I'm looking forward to a comic show coming up, too. So that'll be fun. Over again, at the same... Convention Center in Edison.
I am intrigued by it.
Our friends over at the Long Beach Comic Con are making their way to the East Coast for the first time, so I'm looking forward to see how that goes too.
It's a shame they're not doing it in Long Branch though, because going from Long Beach to Long Branch would have been entertaining.
Possibly.
I like that. We need to talk to them about this.
Sadly, I don't believe there's any kind of venue in Long Branch that would host.
We need to start a movement.
Yes,
a movement.
A movement.
A bowel movement.
Well, oh, that's right. Just wrong.
Okay, so we're going high.
You're going potty humor already. We're only 4 minutes in.
I thought it was what I do.
Again, talent, sheer talent.
Some WWE news recently. Pete wound up bringing some news to my attention. I don't know if Den's been aware of what's been going on behind the scenes and backstage over with the company lately.
Yes, apparently Seth Rollins was cast as Mr. Fantastic in the new Fantastic Four reboot.
Really?
Yeah. Beg your pardon?
Well, if you take a look at the tape from Ireland, where they were doing a house show, that seems to be what he was practicing for, based on the way his leg bent.
Did he pull a Sid Vicious or Psycho Sid?
Nothing popped out.
Okay.
Speaking as one who's had leg injuries, ow!
There's at least one photo circulating on the internet where you can see his leg bending in two different directions that it's not supposed to bend in simultaneously.
Oh, man.
Again, ow!
Yeah, bottom line is Seth Rollins, former WWE World Heavyweight Champion, will now be out 6 to 9 months.
Sorry.
Apparently, they're going to be crowning a new WWE World Heavyweight Champion at the Survivor Series tournament.
And it started this past Monday with them having a bracket system of who's actually in contention for it and narrowing everything down.
Ooh, that's actually my next question. How is that roster looking?
It's interesting. I was talking with someone else. We were trying to come up with, you know, who we would pick for it, and I think maybe a quarter of my picks were in those brackets. So if that answers your question.
Oy.
So, you know what? I mean, you got to... I give the company credit. Yeah, they had to do something quick. They had to jump on it, and, you know, they're dealing with it. You know, and luckily now we can have something that kind of ties into a somewhat semblance of what Survivor Series used to be, with having brackets and matches against each other. I mean, King of the Ring.
I was going to say now Survivor Series has become something reminiscent of what King of the Ring used to be.
Yeah. So.
Actually, I'm trying to call up the bracket now. Because, let's see.
There you go.
We had Roman Reigns versus Big Show. Roman Reigns won that one.
Correct.
Cesaro versus Sheamus. Cesaro advanced.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's coming out of his funk and the company's going to let him try for something again.
I would hope so.
Dean Ambrose and Tyler Breeze. Dean Ambrose advanced.
Yes!
Yep.
Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz. And The Miz,
I knew that was did not.
Yeah,
Dolph Ziggler advanced.
Of course, Ziggler won. What are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Miz is all over the place.
Yeah, but exactly, he's all over the place. He will never hold heavyweight title gold.
I know, but it's freaky. You know, first he's up, he's down, he's up, he's sideways, he's right, left.
Make up your mind. Let's see. Kevin Owens fought Titus O'Neil, and Kevin Owens advanced.
Kevin Owens, yeah. Okay. I was actually kind of pushing for Titus O'Neil.
And we've got a few that still have to go, I guess, at SmackDown.
Right.
Excellent.
Neville versus King Barrett.
How do you see that one playing out?
I hope Neville actually takes it.
Right.
I would like to, but I see Neville getting screwed in King Barrett.
That's kind of what I'm worried about.
Either that or Neville defeats King Barrett and then drops to Kevin Owens in the next round.
Possibly.
To put Kevin Owens over as a heel. Let's see. We've got Kalisto versus Ryback.
Ryback.
I can only see Ryback winning that. And Stardust versus Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, please Stardust. Wow. Please Stardust. Please Stardust.
That's where I'm going.
It's not going to be Stardust.
I know, but
I just hope it's not Alberto Del Rio taking the whole thing.
Well, he's already got a belt.
I want to see Stardust just go further than anybody expected.
I think it's the fanboy in all of us that wants to see Stardust win this.
Well, yeah.
A guy coming out as like Mr. Sinister. Come on, why
Come
not?
Come on, I loved it.
But I guess the big news that we had from Raw was something that somebody predicted, I think, on our last show. Certainly the last time we were talking about wrestling. Wyatt family.
Yeah.
Was confronted by the Brothers of Destruction.
Right.
Yes.
Kane and Taker.
Yep.
Riding together. And I think it's the first time, although I could be wrong about this, that the Dead Man and the Demon Kane, Masked Kane and Not Biker Taker, teamed up.
It's possible. I mean, I'm sure that they had done individual matches where they were forced to team up or something in plotline.
I'm not even sure.
Maybe like during the time where they were feuding, and then actually, once in a while you do one of those things where it's like, oh, well, you guys have a match together at this pay-per-view, but for tonight on Raw, you're tag teaming against so-and-so.
Were they doing that at that point?
Yeah. Back in the late
90s? Back when he was first introduced?
Yeah.
Okay.
They did it too frequently, but to not have taken it into a proper storyline.
Yeah, well, it was just one of those things where it's like, yeah, this is going to be the card tonight because this is who we have, so let's team them up and come up and
always
make
it was a special pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And I remember in recent memory, it's either been the original when they called themselves the Brothers of Destruction.
Right. That was...
He was the biker.
Correct.
Right.
Taker was the biker.
Right.
And then they got together on at least one more occasion, I think for like a one-night-only type thing.
Yes.
And it was Kane without the mask.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Dead Man Taker.
Right.
Kane has had a really wild evolution all the way around. More power to him.
Mm-hmm.
Glad his scars healed.
I was going to say, for a horribly burned and scarred dentist, he's done pretty well for himself.
I was surprised. I really thought that they were going to kind of backpedal the whole Kane authority thing and say and have Triple H come out and say, all right, Kane, hey, listen, here's a deal. Rollins is out. We're going to give you one last shot to redeem yourself, bring the gold home for us, and we're going to put you in this contention.
That would have been interesting.
I thought that would have been kind of neat.
I think they had this. I think they plotted this Wyatt family thing out too far.
Yeah.
You kind of had to.
I still am trying to figure out which way they intend to go with this. I do not understand the Wyatt family and the attraction to them yet.
I think in the
moment, I know the skills, the ability are there. However, I'm not exactly a fan of the storyline. I am a fan of their abilities.
That's what I was saying. I think that this is going to be one of those things that, in the moment of it, they're going to hype it up as being something big, and it's going to be one of those things later when you look back at it, you're going to be like, this was kind of just a small little footnote.
I don't know, though. I hope it's more about the storyline.
I hope it's more, but yeah.
The actual storyline, I think, is probably kind of weak.
Well, yeah. Big Papa, tell me something. But where do you think the longevity of this type of thing will go? How far do you have to carry it? How long do you have to carry it?
I'm not sure.
At this point, is it the Brothers of Destruction trying to get over, or are they doing a last ride, or what?
Yeah, I think it's a last ride, Frank. I think this is a
passing of the torch kind of deal.
I think this could very well be Kane's swan song.
I hadn't thought of it from that angle.
Yeah,
Kane, for a while, rumor has it that he's been looking to get out.
The man's put his time in.
Absolutely, and I don't begrudge him that at all.
I truly wish they could turn around and just bump him up a couple of levels to make, you know what I'm saying, as a way of stepping out.
I actually see a place for him in NXT as one of the guys behind the scenes afterwards.
That'd be lovely.
If he was interested in it,
yeah,
definitely.
He has a high business acumen.
Stay on the payroll and train the new guys. I totally see him doing something like that.
I don't see this being the end for The Undertaker.
Which is surprising, because that's been a rumor for a long time, too.
That's been a rumor for 7-8 years.
And the only reason I don't see it as the end for The Undertaker is because, well, I think they both deserve a solo finish.
Yes.
I was worried that that's what this Taker-Lesnar feud was going to wind up ending up being.
Yeah. Particularly since it's carried over a couple WrestleManias.
I think we pushed Lesnar enough on that. I think.
Yeah. I'm not. Take Lesnar out of the equation. I just think that feud was going to be the thing that
was going to wind up being Taker's swan song and his slow push out.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Actually, I thought it wasn't going to be a slow push. I thought it was going to be a quicker.
Almost, yeah.
I honestly thought it would be done by now.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very happy it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So Rollins, man. Part of me is kind of happy. I'm not a big Rollins fan.
I'm not.
I haven't been digging him with the belt, so I'm kind of glad that...
I respect his abilities. I don't respect his approach.
The character. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, the persona. I'm glad that we're going to get something new, because sometimes the company tends to get stale with keeping things going for a little too long. That's always been a personal pet peeve of mine. You know, again, Brock Lesnar... And his reign and whatever gets drawn out way too long sometimes because we hardly see him.
Yeah.
And then we're forced to kind of accept it. You know, the company's had a long history of it.
Yes.
You know. But anyway.
It's a rather convoluted history of it, and they keep going back to set. It's like a set format. Okay, let's do this because we know it works. How long will it work? How well can you work? Really depends upon the wrestler themselves.
That is a Vince McMahon thing. You know, keeping to old school tradition of what he personally thinks works for the audience.
That's part of it. But also, Vince McMahon is also very well known for, I'll give you a lot of leeway if you can come up with something enough that intrigues me.
Yes.
You know? Because remember, what's the number one rule in wrestling? Can you put a butt in a seat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's really what it comes down to. What was the old thing? Every 22 inches.
I'm sorry, what?
The width of the seat.
Sorry, I thought you were going somewhere completely different.
No. No. Play nice.
Me never. I never play nice, man. looking back too, if you had to pick someone out of the current roster right now to take over for Rollins.
For Rollins?
I'm gonna make you hold that and think about it. Because we do have a call coming in, and it is tonight's guest. Who do we have on the line with us?
This is Jesse Baruffi.
Hey Jesse, how's everything going, man?
Doing, how about you?
We're doing great. So tell us, you actually have a book out right now.
That I do. Yeah, it's called Otto von Trapezoid and the Empress of Thebes.
I'm already intrigued by the title alone. Tell me a little bit about the premise there, Jess.
All right, the premise is it's about two supervillains, one of whom is Otto von Trapezoid, a mad scientist, and the other is the Empress of Thebes. And they both attempt to commit supervillainish crimes and blackmail the UN at the same time, which ends up foiling both their plans. And as a result, they end up swearing revenge on one another. And from there, they end up setting up a mock date in order to assassinate each other. But they find out they have a lot in common, and they end up in a relationship.
Sweet. Now, let me ask you, where did the actual idea come from? Because this is actually really kind of out there.
Story of where the idea came from is, I mean, I just love supervillains and things of that nature to begin with, but it sort of stemmed back to a conversation I had many, many years ago with someone about all the awful things we would do if we took over the world. And it just made me think, and like a couple of them included, like, turning Australia into a theme park that was, you know, all about Australian stereotypes and having heavily armed penguin minions and ridiculous things like that. So it just struck me as, like, this would be a great book to have a story about two supervillains who actually care about each other.
All right, I'm going to tell you flat out, if I became a supervillain and had powers like that, I think the ideas of yours and mine would be completely different.
Got to say, although I really, really like the penguin part. I really do. What about puffins?
Well, I guess, you know, we could do puffins too.
Thank you for humoring me.
Let me ask you, too. You're actually no stranger to Non-Pro.
That is correct. I've known Frank since our college days. We met at the Rutgers radio station.
All right. Well, I'm going to wind up telling you flat out, you already know Frank, so I'm already going to give my condolences.
We're taking a collection for a card for you.
Frank and I have always been sort of murderous rivals and competitors. Like, we've been trying to kill each other for years, and we both just keep missing.
You know what? It's good to know that.
That's where the villain theme came from.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's good to know that regardless of who you are and where you live, there are more than one person that has the same feelings about Frank.
Well, you know, he's still after me. Like, I turned into the station this morning, and at that exact moment I turned in, he was mocking me. Like, you can't make that stuff up.
He does the same thing to me every time I got to call him about something about the network now.
He does it on site with me.
You were lucky. You were just listening to an old recording. I get it live, dude.
Oh man.
So tell us. I mean, the book's out. How's the reception been? Have you gotten feedback already?
I have gotten some reviews from various like bloggers and book critics and the like, and so far all but one of them have been really positive, and the one person who wasn't so positive didn't even make it through the first chapter, so they don't really count.
What formats do we have this book in?
Well, you can get it in regular paperback. You can get it in on your Kindle.
Sweet.
And, so far, that's about it. But you know, you can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Excellent.
Well, let me ask you. You wrote about these villains. If you could actually be a comic book hero or villain, what superpowers would you have personally?
I think my choice, my go-to, was always teleportation, just because it's sort of the lazy man's power. Like, I could, you know, just get around and do anything without expending any effort. And, you know, like, I could just use teleportation to get stuff from the fridge, you know. No, I would use it frivolously. What can I tell you?
But would you use your powers for good?
Maybe.
Would you use it to get to work? Probably not, because I don't care about work. Getting a beer, that's more important.
I agree. Yeah. I could see this.
If I could teleport, I would not go to my job. I'd use that teleportation to make money.
Yeah.
He's trying to say something. He doesn't like traffic.
You use the teleportation to get something from the fridge, from Fort Knox, you know, wherever.
Exactly. So maybe what I'm saying is I would be a villain. I don't know.
Now, Jesse, the first book's out. Now, is this something that you would consider going on with and continuing the story, or do you have anything else out there in your head that you want to start working on next?
Well, the story that I've written is self-contained. However, it is part of a universe that I have all sorts of plans for. Like, I have plans to do stories about other characters in the book where these other characters come into focus. And I've already written a couple other things in the universe, one of which is a sort of a novella short story that's the origin of the main character, Otto, and that's going to be out in an anthology probably early next year. And I've also written some short story epilogues for the book that focus on the minor characters and what happened to them, because the story just sort of didn't have time to deal with them.
Very cool.
That's cool.
Well, let me ask you too. Now, is this like a self-published thing? I mean, are you doing everything here on your own?
Oh, no, not self-published. The book is published through Curiosity Quills Press. They're kind of a smaller but upcoming publisher, and they focus mainly on science fiction and fantasy and things like that.
Cool. Now, what is their response been? Are they actually happy, and are you actually commissioned for more than one story?
Well, they do have options from my next book, which I've already started and I'm in the works on. I'll probably not going to talk about that too much until it's closer to ready, but
no,
but
I,
yeah,
I want everything right now.
I will be doing more through them.
Tell us more. Tell us more.
I want it right now. I don't care what contracts you have, what you may or may not have already. We'll just talk after the show. It's all right.
Okay.
Cool. Now, I have a side question. You're down south now. You're obviously from the north. Have you figured out the y'all and all y'all?
I have sworn that I would never start saying y'all. Like, I can't do it. Like, I've actually got people like set up to assassinate me if I ever if it ever slips out of my mouth.
Because Frank actually has a teleporter and will teleport there to assassinate you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm waiting on that. I got some things ready.
After he steals your pizza.
Wait, can you get pizza in Tennessee?
Rumor has it. Yeah, actually you can. You can get pizza almost anywhere, but most people don't up here wouldn't recognize it as pizza.
I thought you could get Domino's, but not pizza.
Oh, now you're getting snobbish.
Damn straight I am.
Sorry to get sidetracked. I got a question for you regarding your minions, the minions of your villains. Outside of the fact that you can't call them minions, I think that's trademark now.
No, it's all right.
In your future works, do you plan on building them up or following any storylines?
The main robotic minions. One of his main lieutenants is a robot called Scrap, and Scrap plays a major part in this story. As to whether or not Scrap gets his own tale, we'll see. I probably have a short story set up for him, but as for a full novel, I don't know. One thing at a time.
But does Scraps find love? That's what we really want to know. The audience is dying to know this.
Well, as Scrap is fond of telling people, despite stumbling over themselves to score with human babes.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to be flat out honest right here. I am not trusting the South's internet connections here. Jess, I'm going to ask you for our audience, how do we find out more about the book and everything going on with you?
Okay, the main ways to do it are you can go to my website, which is jessebaruffi.com. You can also check me out on Twitter. I can't believe I have a Twitter account, but I just got one, and that's just at Jesse Baruffi. You can also check out my Facebook page. Once again, Jesse Baruffi. I'm not very imaginative. And if you want to order the book, you can find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's just Otto von Trapezoid and the Empress of Thieves.
I'm going to offer some criticism here. Don't say that you're not imaginative and then tell us that you're writing novels.
It's possible I was just being ironically self-deprecating.
I will let you go at that. Jesse, I know that you have a couple more appearances on the network over the next couple of weeks with some of the other shows. I'm looking forward to what Frank's got for you on Near Min and what the line cutters are going to wind up asking you about the book. I'm glad we didn't get to go too much into it because I'm actually curious to find out later on in the rest of the month more about you and the book. All right, buddy. Listen, we're going to let you go. Thank you again for calling in. Have a great night and the best of luck with your book.
All right.
We're having a little bit of technical back and
forth. We're having weather issues.
It's not fun here up north here in Jersey. A lot of bad weather.
Guys.
Good. Radio's Frank has joined us.
Guys. Did I miss the Jesse Baruffi interview?
Oh, we just got off the phone with him, dude.
Oh, no. You know what's interesting? I had some things I wanted to tell you guys about Jesse before the interview happened because I just needed to prep you guys on a few things. So he could be a little, he gets these seizures every once in a while.
Oh, really?
He just stops talking, and then it's just very jerky. It's very odd.
Do
not call attention to it, because become murderously enraged. Once he flipped off a box of kittens.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
He's a very angry person.
Good to know.
Two birds or one?
What Frank didn't tell you is that when he flipped off that box of kittens, he flipped it off the top of the Empire State Building.
That's
hey,
right.
Hey, ho, who?
Penny or Keed.
Hey.
Let's see, what else is it? He actually is both illiterate and he has no fingers. So he had to type the entire novel with his face, just mashing it.
That is a lot to overcome.
Yeah,
it is. I got to give the guy more credit now.
Yes,
it's pretty impressive. Right. Also, all his best ideas came from me. And if he thinks otherwise,
wait a minute. I think Frank,
that sounds familiar.
I think Frank might not be completely honest. I think I'm starting to smell something around in the studio right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say something that is true about Otto von Trapezoid and the Empress of Thieves.
Go ahead.
By Jesse Baruffi. And this really impresses the heck out of me, because Otto von Trapezoid and the Empress of Thieves is the first result that you get when you type into Amazon Otto von Trapezoid.
Huh. Wow. Yeah. Good. Nice.
So, way to
good
go.
Good to know. Yeah. Good to know. Good.
Excellent. Marketing, I think.
Wait, so you and Jesse actually go back a ways, right?
I wouldn't say that. Don't. Tell us more, I would not say that.
At least about 30
I'm
miles.
Insisting you not say that.
We're talking about Non-Pro.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He did bring up, you know, the original Non-Pro show over at Rutgers.
Sure.
Now, how long have you guys actually known each other?
I don't know. Maybe 10, more than 10, maybe like 15 years or so.
So for some people that don't know, Non-Pro started off as a radio show mm-hmm. on the Rutgers radio channel.
The actual history of Non-Productive, it started off in the early 20s. There wasn't television yet. So we're like, all right, we can't just be sitting around waiting for YouTube.
Tell them about the ducks,
we gotta get together.
Tell them about the ducks, Frank.
Okay. So anyways, there were these giant ducks. They would just come and they would just take away like a human every few weeks to feed to their duck god. What the hell were we saying? Focusing back on Jesse and his drivel. The book itself is at once loving and like very, very dismissive of the type of people that would read that book. It's very weird. Like you read it and you're like, oh, okay, this is a book that's where you focus on the villains and how cool the villains are. But the villains are also like incredibly pathetic. I'm not sure if Jesse meant that because he's kind of pathetic, but like, I'm not sure what happened, but like he's got that desperate loner quality.
Jesse, please
understand
we are not responsible for Radio Frank's comments.
Like you read Otto and you're like, okay, this guy is not a Meninist, but like he would definitely be a hashtag on the internet. He would be one of those like whiny geeks who would just complain about everything, at least in the beginning, and I'm sure love will turn him around. You should pick up the book and find out whether or not you want to root for Otto or hope that he has a pimply demise. I say both.
Wow. I say both. Death by acne. Ooh. Yeah.
I know we are not supposed to judge books by their cover, but there is a Zeppelin on the cover.
So there you go. By the book. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, exactly. It's like, how can you not read a book with a Zeppelin on the cover?
If I recall correctly, there is also like a robot dinosaur. Is there? Is there a robot dinosaur on the cover?
It may or may not be a robot dinosaur that is trying to eat the Zeppelin. I can't quite tell.
There you go.
All right,
it's
something
look
that
big,
one up.
Probably robotic, possibly dinosaurian, and it's trying to eat the Zeppelin.
I'm intrigued. I have to read this now.
Got to check it out.
Awesome. All right.
I guess somebody tries to steal the robot dinosaur.
You'll have to find out.
Appropriate. Steal is such an ugly word.
But it's
are you talking from experience?
I will neither confirm nor deny.
Experience.
And by the way, for those, if the SPCA is listening, we did provide.
Why do you care about what happens to dinosaurs?
Robot dinosaurs.
Don't you have other things on your plate, man?
I was going back to the kittens.
Oh, the flipping the kittens off the airport.
We gave them parachutes.
Yeah, they were also robots. It turns out that they're villains. Oh, okay. Yeah, Jesse's a hero that we need, not the hero that we want. Or also the hero that we need, actually. Neither. He's just awful.
He's not the hero that we want or the hero that we need.
It's what we got.
He's the hero we have.
That's right.
Hold it. You're coming to save. Okay, you're the one who saves the day.
It bothers me that all his author picture covers are not him scowling and throwing things at children on his lawn. Like, that's the Jesse I know and love. But he's
got a
personable.
PR person now.
Yeah, that's right. They
which is why most and of them are pictures of him wearing a dirty T-shirt.
Yes.
Say, or him hiding under
we
the covers.
We didn't say as a well-paid or well-educated PR him person.
Strangely covered in blood that's not his own.
No offense.
Actually, that might be brilliant.
To Jesse or Curiosity Press's PR people.
No. You can only work with so much.
Again, all comments said at this moment.
He is definitely trying to contact the station right now. But it is, like I said, it's cruel fun, the book. Cruel fun.
All right.
I got to read it.
This is turnaround. Your earlier question really intrigued me. You're a villain? You have a superpower. So you're a supervillain. What would your superpower be, Ken?
Only because of who I am?
Yep.
Invisibility.
Oh, man, that is the most depressing answer. Wow.
You do not know Ken. That is the most intriguing, scary answer of all time.
You have no idea where I'm going to go and wind up spying on.
Uh-huh.
All right. I thought he was just being down on himself. Like,
oh,
he never pays attention
no.
to me. He was just being a pervert.
Oh, I am such a pervert.
No, he is a super pervert. Okay, right, let's get it straight. Fine. He's a super villain, has to be a super perv.
Okay, that's unfortunate. How about you, Dan?
Mine?
Right back at you.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Really intriguing. Wouldn't it be strength? It wouldn't be smarts.
I'll jump in and change mine.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Omnipotence.
Jeez. All right. No more from Ken today.
You don't want to know all.
God.
Hold it. I like that. I'm taking that. You already had yours.
All right, that was upsetting. Pete, do you have an answer to this question?
Reality alteration.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I can change reality so that neither of them are omnipotent.
Yes. Make it so this conversation never happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Pete wins.
Okay, my answer for super villain power is the same as superhero power, which is making multiple copies of myself that I could send out to do other things.
Like go to work?
Yes, like go to work or get a doctorate and then like merge back into my ability.
Because
myself.
That worked out so well for both Michael Keaton and Homer Simpson.
I was gonna say.
The two leading cases of multiplicity. I'm certain I would just send them out to do like increasingly less, more inane like errands. Like,
get my oil changed.
I don't want to go to the dollar store. You go. And then like one of us would make another one. He's like, no, you go to the dollar store. And the world would become overpopulated with Franks who just don't want to get off the couch because they've got
until I reality altered you out of existence.
I say, how big is your couch?
That's how I'm a villain. I'm a villain because I'm just like, there's so many of them. God. And then you can't say that because that's offensive.
Yes.
Befriend all birds.
All right,
birds are useful.
Like the falcon?
Done. He's back on puffins. Just cut him out.
Or
no,
America.
Puffins, man. Come on.
No, the falcon. Sam Wilson.
He's
Captain America now.
You're talking to... Okay. All right.
He can befriend all birds.
He was played by Michael Keaton in that movie. that Our House movie?
That was Michael Keaton?
I thought it was Nicholson, man. He was brilliant.
Which Michael Nicholson?
Don't you dare say.
Oh, all right.
Don't you dare say on the left. Don't
all,
do it,
come
man.
Come on.
Oh,
don't
God.
Do
There's
it.
There's no way of potting down their mics. They're too far away.
And Peter's got it. He won't relinquish anything.
Den threw a stupid thing at me by saying Michael Nicholson.
A rock?
Or like suggesting,
oh,
and I was
Jack
like, Michael
Nicholson.
It was Jack Nicholson. But the thing is, while my brain was trying to figure out who Michael Nicholson
you
was.
You gave Michael.
I just let that... hilarious joke I told comparing Michael Keaton's Hawkman movie with Birdman movie with mm-hmm. With the Falcon. That was the joke.
Well, actually,
in case people missed it.
I'm sorry. What about DeVito? He was a penguin. Oh. How come we don't have a villain named the Puffin?
I'm sure we did at some
point. Oh, okay.
That will be your supervillain name, Den.
Oh, okay.
Is he high? Is that it? Is that why he's puffing?
Oh my god.
Dude.
He had a shout out tonight. This is what happens.
Actually, it's all started this morning with my puffin cereal. And yes, it does exist.
And his oxycodone.
I believe that 100% more than him actually taking illegal drugs is that earlier this morning
it's the sugar.
He was allowed to have sugar cereal by his wife.
They gave me
now,
sugar.
And now he's like, all right, pump it. I'm working this into everything.
This is what happens when you give me sugar.
All right.
All right, good. So I'm glad we have a break queued up.
Yeah.
No. We're actually
breaking right into nothing.
No. We're actually getting ready to wrap up, but I did present a question to Dan earlier before we started our
super
interview with Jesse. No. The World Heavyweight title in WWE was relinquished was taken away from Seth Rollins because of his injury. And I asked you, if you could pick anybody on the roster in the current WWE, who would you like to see?
Dean Ambrose, without hesitation or doubt.
That's my boy right there. That's why you and I.
Yep.
We're good.
This man's brand of insanity and ability. I can relate.
Nice. Pete, you have a a pick?
You know, Kevin Owens could do a good job. I'd still like to see Roman Reigns get a shot.
Yeah.
And really see what we can see what he can do with this. But my actual answer would have to agree with Dan Dean Ambrose.
Wow, okay. I've been preaching this for over a year, but
I agree with you in many ways on this. Roman Reigns would definitely be my second pick, but I want to see right now Dean Ambrose is consistent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's not hurt.
Kevin Owens not a bad choice because I've seen him
too soon.
But
I agree.
We run the risk of what happened to Roman Reigns almost what 6 to 8 months ago.
I don't know. I don't know. I think the fans are behind Kevin Owens. I think the kind of people that got upset with the hard push on Roman Reigns. I think they've followed Kevin Owens coming up through Ring of Honor, NXT, and they are ready. The people who would be complaining about it are ready to see him.
Right.
Possibly. I mean, I think Reigns had a huge fan following with the whole Shield bit,
I agree.
Going into it, but it was still too soon for fans. So I could see that same thing if you try to push Owens now.
I don't think the fans would think it's too soon, but I think it is too soon. Absolutely. For Kevin Owens.
I have enjoyed the evolution of him being able to handle a mic, to be able to come up with more original. And
who
the
are we talking about?
Reigns,
okay.
And his confidence on it, because that definitely was missing in the very beginning. He's gelling into it. I think a little bit more time, it'll be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
But in the meantime, I want to see Ambrose run with it.
I do. I really.
Oh man,
he is the second coming of Steve Austin.
If not,
I was trying not to tie it in there, but it kind of.
I'm going to. It's yeah.
If not, I'm really still pushing for Stardust.
Yes.
No.
Did his brother actually ever hold the gold?
Not that I'm aware of. I think the only what was his highest title?
Goldust probably
had
the intercom.
I know, but I don't believe he's gone in this company.
Yeah, so it was probably, yeah.
Right. And I know he also did World Tag Team, didn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah.
He's multiple times.
Yeah. But I like Cody. I like Cody Rhodes. I'm sorry. I think this gimmick is awesome and fun and, you know,
He gets out there and he's like, let's play.
He's not your heavyweight title guy, but dude, just give it to him for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. You know? But yeah, bring back the hardcore one and let him run with that.
Oh, that would be funny too.
By the way, Goldust did get the 1997 Slammy Award for Best Couple with Marlena.
Ah.
So, well, you know.
I'd Slammy Marlena too.
I think in some respects that is actually a bit more prestigious title than the Intercont.
True.
Not the Intercont, the heavyweight.
Yeah.
People picked it.
All right. On that note, people apparently pick us too, and I don't know why. But that is going to
do
it for us.
But we do thank you for doing it.
And we do thank you. And thank you guys. And that's going to do it for us. I am Longshot Ken.
I'm Big Papa Pete.
And this is the Big Dog Den.
Loud Idiots.
Out!
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.